Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Always a fun, fast 2 hours when I get a chance to fill in noon to two on the Lawrence Holmes Show. I know Lawrence gets to enjoy the entire week off, so I think Zach Zabeman will be in tomorrow from noon to two. Thank you to our guests today, which included Anthony Herron, the Score Bulls pre- and post-game host. Rick Camp was on the show. He also helped to produce the show, along with our executive producer, Herb Lawrence. Thank you to all of those who text. Whether you agree with my Pearl Jam list or not, and thank you for your list. There was no bad list that I saw of top five Pearl Jam songs that that made it out here. It is time now for the Danny Parkins Show. Danny Parkins today has in Matt Spiegel. So it is Parkins and Spiegel today. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Grody? What's up, Spiegs? Happy to have you in today, tomorrow, Thursday. Better place, Mark Grody, when I'm hanging out with Matt Spiegel 2 to 6.
I totally agree with that. And is there an announcement or no? Were you just about to make an announcement, Spiegel?
I'm announcing that I'm here today and tomorrow and wait a minute. Parkins already said that. Yeah, man, let's hang out. Oh. Let's talk sports. Let's do our thing. It is an active world of sports. I watched a lot of Bulls and Rockets last night. Found myself ready to invest time, energy, emotions in the Winter Tenant worth viewing in this town as the Bears slowly leave the bloodstream in terms of the everyday. And I was pleased. I enjoyed it. It's going to be a pretty fun Bulls season if you're able to watch and like not worry about the wins necessarily, although the wins are coming, but like able to watch and just look for development and coaching and things like that. There's some fun stuff to watch with these guys.
So the last two Bulls games, I haven't been there right from tip-off, but when I've tuned in, I've done a double take at the score, assuming that the score bug was maybe wrong and that they had, like, transposed the score. And I'm like, oh, the Bulls are up double digits on the Mavericks. Oh, the Bulls are up double digits on the Rockets. I just assumed they'd be losing by 10 or more to these teams. So it's been pleasantly surprising. I've watched a ton of Bulls basketball this year. They're definitely getting better. They're still definitely not good. But it all is about like what you're willing to judge them as. If you're willing to look at it as like, incremental progress, and they're just taking steps along a journey towards getting out of the cellar from where they were, it's real easy. But if you want to say like, oh, they're not ready to compete yet or anything like that, then it kind of feels like you're wasting your time. But I loved the fourth quarter last night. Fourth quarter was filled with entertaining plays by your Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, like every basket was big down the stretch of that game because it just felt like all the way through what you're hating to see is these Bulls big leads getting away. But I suppose that's what happens in the NBA. And then, you know, Lauri Markkanen hits that huge three that, you know, with about 46 seconds left to make it 119-113. The most disappointing part, though, guys, about that game to me last night is that Patrick Williams sat out with a hip contusion. He is my favorite part of watching the Bulls right now. I mean, there's a lot of things to watch and to see develop, but I'm enjoying that development more than anything because it is so still surprising to me how polished he looks. And I only say that because I didn't know who Patrick Williams was, and it just screamed project. And he's still got a ways to go, but I don't know. He's fun to watch in terms of his development.
It's okay that you didn't know Patrick Williams was. I think a lot of people were there, and I think still a lot of people, you know, on the heels of the Harden trade, were tuning into that game last night going, all right, who's on the Rockets again? What do they have exactly? And like, oh, DeMarcus Cousins. Oh, yeah, he's been there a while. Eric Gordon, okay, he's been there a while. But like, you're still just looking around and trying to figure out who's who, and that's understandable
Oladipo.
In the NBA.
Yeah, exactly. Victor Oladipo, he's good still.
He's good at basketball. Yes.
I get the same. But the Patrick Williams thing, man, what so many things impressed me about him, but how about just in a stretch of games, he's matching up Kawhi, LeBron, and Giannis. I'm like, wait, what? Like three games in five nights, not five nights, but like three out of five games, those were the opponents, and he was like finding himself matched up with those guys for prolonged stretches of time at 19 years old. The best part of last night, though, to me, was the last couple of threes. The Kobe White three just off the top of the key, and then the Markkanen three where they had cut it to 116-113, and he hit the three that basically iced the game. The ball movement was just so beautiful. Like it was so unselfish. They were making the extra, like passing up a good shot for a great shot. And the fact that they were able to do all of that, Grody, to your point, like Patrick Williams has been playing a ton of basketball. Like they've had guys coming in and out of the rotation. And so for just like, oh, now there's no Satoransky, but now Lowry is back. And then now this is a Denzel Valentine game. Like they've had to play 10, 11 different dudes over the course of this because of COVID stuff and injuries. And they seem to actually be playing together. It's been good to see. That's called, coaching? I think it's coaching.
Yeah, there is some of that. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, yeah, Denzel Valentine actually hit some big shots that were not three-pointers last night. And a guy, all of the floaters, that's what he does. And even though I was very disappointed in the opening intros that Garrett Temple was starting, Garrett Temple actually has played pretty well for the Bulls this year. Offensively, defensively, Spiegel, right? I mean, he's like kind of a complete, like nobody really wanted to hear about Garrett Temple this year, but he's a pretty complete player, actually.
Well, yeah, he is a complete player. He's an adult. And the effect of the coaching is just quite something on so many levels. I mean, they get absolutely destroyed by Atlanta on, you know, early on, and it doesn't really linger. You blow a 22-point lead in Oklahoma City last week, and it doesn't really linger. Steph, they're just capable of turning around and coming back and giving you effort. And just, you know, guys like Garrett Temple, how about Thaddeus Young, who looked like a dude just cashing checks last year under Jim Boylan, and now looks like what he was reported to be when he got here, which is a completely capable pro, able to identify mismatches and attack mismatches and do smart things. It's like when there's actually a coach who's going to hold you accountable, veterans like Thad Young and Garrett Temple and other guys are like, all right, well, yeah, there's a good coach who's going to hold me accountable. I know what to do. I know how to play good, smart basketball. That's what we're doing now. Okay, I'll do that. It changes everything.
It does. I still, and I, Bulls fans really got mad at me in Bulls Twitter, it seemed like, when I mentioned this point. Like, I still, last night was fun because the guys who hit the shots at the end of the game, like, LaVine was the facilitator and the scorer. He could be a part of the next good Bulls team, right? Kobe White hit a big three from the top. Lowry hit a big three. If those types of guys are making the plays down the stretch when they win, it's very satisfying. When it's Thaddeus Young and Garrett Temple and Otto Porter and they win, I'm like, I actually would rather that be a loss. And I know that's bad for the culture and establishing what Billy Donovan wants to do, but like they still need superstars if they're going to ever compete for anything meaningful. And the best way to do that is to have a better chance in the lottery. So like win the games if you're winning them on the backs and the strengths of your young foundational pieces. If you're winning the games because of those veterans, I personally am going to feel conflicted about it, even if Billy Donovan won't.
You got a little Doug Peterson in you right there. And that's a good way to lose. It's a good way to lose a locker room, Danny, is wanting everything like that. These are human beings, and they're going to be going for it. And it fits them better to be going for it. But, man, NBA is just like, all right, throw guys out there and figure it out. Like, the way that Harden and Durant are playing and the Nets are playing, it's like the instant chemistry of basketball players when – You know, when you're a boss and you can just show up and do that, and Harden looks so big. See, I mean, look, I'm heavy. But James looks heavy, and he's a basketball player able to maintain that level of usage and that activity. It's pretty amazing that he can just show up and look like, you know, somebody's chubby-ass uncle who shows up at the Y and then just dominates.
Dude, he was doing a strip club tour of America instead of going to training camp, and then in his first game with the Rockets dropped 44-17.
It's ridiculous. What kind of lawless world is this? Kyrie Irving has a press conference today and doesn't want to talk about why he just bailed and was gone for, what, 7 games? Just like, doesn't even want to discuss it. And everybody's like, you go, Kyrie. There's certain things you just don't have to share. When did this become the way of the world? It's pretty good.
It's a good gig if you can be one of the 10 or 15 greatest basketball players in the world.
You have radio guys. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that'd be nice. You have a tremendous amount of power. But, yeah, Kyrie just – he does not like the media. And everyone, like, wants to paint him as a totally bad guy. He also, in this time away, apparently bought a house for George Floyd's family.
Like
he's super philanthropic. He's very thoughtful. Some of his thoughts are really bad. He's like a smart dude who believes some really dumb things and thinks he's the smartest person in the room. And that obviously rubs a lot of people the wrong way when you do the flat earther stuff. Mm. But he's like got a very real social conscience and has been doing some legitimate good in and around his community and those causes. But it's it also... the people that you would traditionally think would help you spread that message, he has open disdain for and chooses often to not play basketball. So he's a complicated figure, that Kyrie Irving, but really good at basketball. Really good. Everyone's picking them to lose and blow up, and they might, but they also might just beat everybody because Durant, Harden, and Kyrie Irving are just that special. Like, they easily could win it all.
And back to Spiegel's point, I mean, I think what we're seeing with James Harden is that his game fattens and ages well. Like, that's what it will do. Like, I think we're seeing that right now, that this guy could be, I mean, really. I mean, he could be around and at that level for a long time. But it's a good, like, I know we all lived through the Bulls when teams were put together in a real way and it was more, you know, organic. But it is fun to watch these power teams assemble each. It seems so long ago that it was Golden State just like making history and doing what they do. And now here we are on to Brooklyn. It's fun to watch. And it took me a while, too, to be like, oh, you can't just – it started with Miami, obviously.
Sure.
But it makes the NBA fascinating and entertaining, and I like it.
And it's much more of a fair representation of culture today than some of the traditional, slow, methodical ways of building a team that we grew up with and felt a little more honest, if you will. It's just this is representative of where we are. I learned something about Mark Rhoda today, Danny Parkins. I learned that Mark Rhoda gets a lot of emotional catharsis out of his Pearl Jam listening, because his top 5 Pearl Jam songs were, I think all of them, and certainly at least 3, if not 4, were angry, punk, kind of huge amounts of fervor and, I'm sure, emotionally cathartic to just bang to for that side of your program. Like, there was not a lot of, lovely melodies, not a lot of elderly woman or even just thoughtful, dark memories like Black or some of the other songs that might have made top 5. This was your mosh pit version of the Pearl Jam top 5 from Mark Crowdy.
There was no man. There was no better man. There was no nothing man. No man's. Well, I think that's it. For some reason, our generation, Spiegel and I are very close to the same age. Like, we were, for whatever reason, we were an angsty generation that needed grunge music to help us release that. I don't know what it was about it, but it's the only band that's ever... like, has ever been my favorite band. And I loved all those grunge, you know, bands like Nirvana and Alice in Chains and Sound. Loved them all, but Pearl Jam always stayed with me. So it does.
I think the punks had their time in the 70s, mashing against each other. And everybody's had those options. And it can be very cathartic. And obviously it is for you. And that's good. Mark, because you seem vaguely emotionally healthy. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you're emotionally healthy.
Yeah. And with the help of songs from Pearl Jam, that's why I am healthy now, Spiegel.
And the sports thoughts of Danny Parkins. I know a lot of that for you.
We put Parkins up against the ropes for this segment.
I'm sure you guys are you want me to talk now?
If you want. Yeah.
No, emotional health. I could use some of that. So please send me your top five. That would be great.
Okay.
I'm happy to copy your musical thoughts. If it leads to emotional health, I will steal from the best of them.
Absolutely.
Even flow. Yeah. Oh yeah. Thoughts arrive like butterflies. Butterflies.
What? Chuck Swirsky doing Pearl Jam for you. Grouts.
That did not make my top. Really quick. State of Love and Trust, 5. Indifference, 4. Smile, 3. Blood, 2. Alive, number 1. There it is.
Boom. I mean, he stole my list. So now I don't even have to give mine. That's easy. makes it easy.
I am copying and pasting and sending to you, Parco. I expect your Pearl Jam-ness. Yeah.
So, Grody, today we have to give John Lester the Goodfellas treatment. That will happen momentarily. Hub Arkish at 4:00 in his normal spot. He seemed to be questioning on Twitter if the Bears acquired Deshaun Watson, if they would be better. I will answer that question for Hub today at 4:00. And then our guests at 3 and 5 are married to each other, and they will provide very different perspectives on the Jared Porter story. Our friend Cody Decker will join us. He recommended Jared Porter for the Cubs GM job and knows him well. And then found out that he had been sending those lewd text messages to the reporter. And if people don't know, Cody Decker is married to now Jen Decker, but at the time Jen Sturger, who was the recipient of the unwanted advances and text messages from Brett Favre. Jen Sturger will join us at 5:00 today talk about what it's like to be on the receiving end of those unwanted text messages and what it can do to your personal and professional life. So should be pretty powerful stuff today at 3 and 5:00 with two people who have experienced the ramifications of Jared Porter's actions in not from Jared Porter, but they can speak to that story very directly and very personally. So we'll be doing that today at 3 and 5.
Good job to Steve Cohen just to not even vet it, just get rid of it, be done with it.
Yeah, I saw like a little bit of like, man, what took so long? I'm like, are you crazy?
Yeah, that was fast.
8 hours. Yeah. Like that story broke at what, 10:30, 11:00 last night, and by 8 a.m. this morning, he was fired. Like, that's acting very swiftly, and So we will discuss that, and obviously there are Cubs ramifications, given that he was an employee here at the time. So plenty to get into with that, and so we'll be doing some of that throughout the day as well.
Looking forward to that, guys, and the big announcement, what, 5:45, or is that Friday, or...
Dude, who are you? What are you, the man? You negotiating on behalf of the company here? Get my money. Let me get my money right, Grody.
All right,
and I'll
boys.
Give you your damn announcement. All right. Jeez.
Mark, you're a trooper by doing the morning show and then coming back for Lawrence's slot. Danny's doing these last two shows for free. So.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a rarity. Yeah. That's a rarity. We've seen lots of hosts take days off during these times, these trying times and things like that. So,
oh, man, I'm out here grinding for the people. And if I find out that I'm doing it for free, I will be gone.
shut up.
I believe this is what we call proration.
There you go. Yes, the money will come your way someday. Guys, have a great show. Matt Spiegel, always good to see you. Parco, have a good one. I'm looking forward to listening, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. the MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.